Kenneth Gainwell caught 73 passes and finished as a top 16 back last season, the best year of his career by a mile. And then he signed in Tampa Bay, where he profiles as the third down complement. The receiving role travels, the volume might not. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season in Pittsburgh was a breakout built on pass catching, 114 carries for 537 yards and 5 scores, plus a huge 73 receptions, 13 a game, RB20 per game, and RB16 in total. The signature was a 19 carry, 2 touchdown, 31 point game against Minnesota in week 4, a genuine every down workload for the first time in his career. The arc is a sudden spike, 7-7, 5-2, 6-1, 3-7 years as a deep reserve, and then 13 a game. The receiving chops were always there, the volume never had been until 2025. What the data says, the 73 catch receiving role is the sticky, valuable part. Pass catching usage floors a back's PPR value regardless of carries, and that's real. His touchdown rate is moderate, so no luck to give back. The question is entirely whether the workload that produced RB16 follows him to a new team. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the cap. Tampa Bay signed Gainwell as the third down pass catching back behind lead runner Bucky Irving. That role fits his strengths and should preserve a chunk of the receiving value, but it's a clear step down from the every down workload that made him an RB16. He's a complement now, not a lead. The price, pick 89.5, the 33rd back. Verdict, watch list. His 2025 finish says he's underpriced, but the move to a defined third down role behind Irving is exactly why the total volume likely drops. The counter for him, a pass catching back with a secure receiving role, has a PPR floor most late round backs lack. And if Irving's health wavers, the workload is there. Against, the RB16 finish came on a lead role he no longer has. September watch, the receiving usage in Tampa, how much of the 73 catch role survives, and Irving's health, which would open the rest. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.